This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. National Democratic Alliance candidate for Vice President's post, C.P. Radhakrishnan, filed his nomination at the Parliament House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Kiran Rijiju and leaders of NDA allies, including Chirag Paswan of LJPR, Rajiv Ranjan Singh of JDU, Praful Patel of NCP, among others, were present on the occasion. We now go over to our correspondent, Anand Kumar, for more update. Anand, what update can you give us on Mr. Radhakrishnan's nomination filing?
Anuja, NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan today filed his nomination, in which Prime Minister Narendra Modi and NDA leaders were present. Ahead of filing of his nomination, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan paid floral tributes at Prerna Asthal in Parliament House complex, which houses statues of India's eminent leaders and freedom fighters. He first bowed before the statue of father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, and then paid tributes to other noted personalities. Anuja, the vice presidential election will be held on 9th of next month. The last date of filing of nominations of the office of vice president is tomorrow, and the scrutiny of nominations will take place on Friday, while the candidature can be withdrawn by 25th of this month. Anuja, the Prime Minister had yesterday appealed to all the political parties, including the opposition bloc, for unanimous election of NDA's vice presidential candidate, C.P. Radhakrishnan. Meanwhile, opposition bloc had also fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy for the vice presidential election. Mr. Reddy will file his nomination tomorrow. Back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Anand, for all the information from the Parliament. In the Lok Sabha today, Home Minister Amit Shah will introduce the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2025 to further amend the existing Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act 2019. During the session, Mr. Shah is also expected to move the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025 and the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will introduce the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 to promote and regulate the online gaming sector. The bill is also stated to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse social, economic, psychological and privacy-related impacts of such games. The Delhi police has detained the accused behind the attack on Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta at her residence in the national capital. BJP has condemned the attack. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva informed that the accused was nabbed by people present at the spot, and the police has launched an inquiry for further details. He mentioned that doctors have examined her and she is currently stable.
सुबह जन सुनवाई के दौरान मुख्यमंत्री जिस तरह से जनता के बीच में रहकर लगातार बात करती हैं, वो बात कर रही थी। ऐसे में एक शख्स उनके पास आता है, कुछ कागज आगे रखता है और अचानक उनका हाथ पकड़कर उनको खींचने की कोशिश करता है और उस दौरान थोड़ी सी धक्का मुक्की जो होती है तो कुछ सर उनका शायद हल्का सा लगा है किसी कोने पे और उसके बाद तत्काल लोगों ने उसको पकड़ लिया है। कौन है वो आदमी, क्या उसकी जानकारी है, पुलिस जांच पड़ताल कर रही है। मुख्यमंत्री की हालत अभी स्थिर है, डॉक्टर्स उनको देख चुके हैं।
AAP leader and leader of opposition in the Delhi Assembly, Atishi, has also condemned the attack. In a social media post, she said that in a democracy there is a place for disagreement and protest, but there is no place for violence. In Chhattisgarh, the state cabinet was expanded today. Governor Raman Dekha administered the oath of office and secrecy to Gajendra Yadav, Rajesh Agrawal and Guru Kushwant Sahib as ministers at Rajbhavan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation today. Dr. Jayashankar will also address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. Dr. Jayashankar arrived Moscow last evening on a three-day official visit to Russia. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with marginal gains in forenoon trade today amid mixed global cues. Sensex jumped 130 points to 81,773 and Nifty increased by 37 points to 25,017 when reports last came in. And in football, Indian women's team will begin their SAF Under 17 Women's Championship 2025 campaign in Bhutanese capital Thimphu today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.